This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Point number one in setting up this next story is that one of the realities of this economy is that black-owned banks and financial institutions have a harder time getting capital. That gets us to point number two, which is that point number one means those black-owned banks can't lend to their communities as much money as they might like to. So point number three, Netflix is going to deposit $100 million into those black-owned banks to help solve the problem or part of it. Anyway, Marketplace's Justin Ho explains.
There are only 21 black-owned banks in the United States, predominantly located in communities of color. Michael Neal at the Urban Institute says they don't have the deposits that other banks do.
That then limits the amount of lending activity and community investment that they can do.
At the black-owned Carver State Bank in Savannah, Georgia, Robert James II says more deposits could help his bank make more loans for affordable housing.
We would be able to extend more small business capital. We would be able to extend more credit to some of the nonprofits that we serve.
But James says deposits are only one way to help black-owned banks. UC Irvine Law Professor Mersa Baradarin is the author of The Color of Money, Black Banks and the Racial Wealth Gap, the book that inspired Netflix's move. She says, remember, a deposit is actually a liability for a bank. It has to be able to give you that money whenever you want it. It's better for the bank if it can make you a loan.
So when I get a mortgage and I pay the bank, you know, some percentage every month, that's a bank asset. So the thing that builds wealth for banks and for communities is more opportunity for those assets, wealth-building assets.
Baradarin says it's great to see Netflix actually committing money to help black-owned banks. But even $100 million in deposits won't solve the problem of racial wealth disparities.
This was a structural problem created by policies and laws and federal subsidies going to white communities and not black communities.
She says until the country fixes those structural issues, the racial wealth gap will continue to exist. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.